Out of school and on to work at Canadian Industries for a couple of years, working in the freight department, customs department, handling the paperwork, because I really never had an opportunity to work with my hands after that, but pushed a pencil instead. Then on to Fleck Brothers. Fleck Brothers was a firm that was founded in 1907 by Bryce Fleck, who very well known in Eastern Canada in the Ottawa area. The multimillionaire at the age of 21, came here to timber cruise because of his health and never went back. Started an industrial wholesale firm, which was unique. You sometimes hear about hardware stores that have everything imaginable. That's what Fleck Brothers were. They had everything that industry needed, the oddball items. Mm-hmm. And out of that developed a very large safety, fire, and first aid section. And I was in charge of that section when I left Fleck's in 1965 after 19 years and started my own company to manufacture fireplaces and heaters. We started, my partner and I, who had been my friend from the time I guess we were about 14 years of age, and we built the company up into one of certainly the largest of its type in Canada. We had sales of about 5 million. We had warehouses in five locations across Canada, starting in the Maritimes and ending up in Eastern Maritimes and ending up in Vancouver. And we sold that in 1980 to ABR Electrolux, a vacuum cleaner people in Stockholm, Sweden. And I retired and tried to sail and golf for 7 months and found that that wasn't any good. I went back to work in 1981 for a gentleman who was running a solar company in Richmond. And that was interesting. He had developed a process for the solar industry, which was certainly unique, and the type of business is now being or would be used all over the world, except that the cost of oil has gone down recently. Mm-hmm. And everything's on hold. There are a number of solar opportunities when the OPEC countries raised the oil up into the $40 range. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. But there really seemed to be only two types of solar that worked, and that was the windmills that generated electrical power, and also the large solar collectors that were put on roofs to heat water. Mm-hmm. Both of those were economically possible when oil was $40 a gallon, and they're not now. Mm-hmm. Except that I agreed to work for this fellow for a year and then spent 3 years working each day for him, getting his company in shape. And then I left, and with the condition that I would carry on with the project we had in India. So I spent about a year's time over the next 3 years in India, 4 years, building a solar plant in the northern part of India, just about an hour's drive from Shimla, the old British summer capital. Mm-hmm. And the plant was commissioned, it'll be 2 years ago now. It's still running well. I still have lots of friends and contacts there. I'm working
this
on that.
Is plant that makes solar equipment or uses solar equipment?
It manufactures an absorber plate, which is a black chrome material plated on copper, which is much more efficient than black paint and a permanent. It doesn't rust or peel like paint does, so it lasts for some little time. And it's the heart of the solar unit. Doesn't matter where you have use for the product to heat water, it, over a temperature of 60 degrees centigrade, it is 150% more efficient. And when you can get 50% more efficient and put out that much more energy, it pays for itself generally in a matter of months.
What was the name of the fireplace company?
The fireplace company was Blaze Industries of Canada. We had met some American fellows who had products in Seattle, and they gave us all the engineering and manufacturing know-how that they had, and just so that we could expand. They wanted to see their line sold in Canada, and they became members of our board of directors, and eventually one of them came to work with us after he had sold his plant in the United States. And that was a 20-year association that I'm also thankful that I had.
Mm.